maybe a crowded house at your place for a Thanksgiving holiday. Ken Lanphier with you on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO. And not to throw a wet blanket on your festivities, but just to keep in mind that Thanksgiving Day is the number one day for home fires. So although you want to celebrate and have a great time with family and friends on Turkey Day, caution when you've got a full house of people and the dangers that are potentially there. Michael McLear is the president of Escape Fire Safety and is with us on WKZO this morning to share some things just to keep in mind as you approach the holiday, especially if you are entertaining. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well and appreciate a chance to chat with you as we do about each year at this time, as we remind people about the dangers in the home on Thanksgiving Day.
Absolutely, absolutely. So a lot of people ask us, why is Thanksgiving Day the number one day for home fires? And they occur typically between noon and 3 p.m., according to the National Fire Protection Association, looking at all the data. And it's a day when most people are home. And we have company coming over. We have family. We have friends. Maybe that phone call. Maybe people coming to the front or the back door. We get distracted when we're cooking, baking, broiling, or frying. So it's important that we make sure that we stand by our pan when we're in the kitchen and we're cooking on the stove. Make sure that you stay in the kitchen. Make sure you stand by your pan. And if you do need to leave the stove, turn that burner off. Set a timer if you're baking in the oven. And if there happens to be a fire on the stove, never carry that burning pan outside. Always put a lid on it and make sure that you call the fire department, get everybody outside. If there's a fire in the oven or the microwave, turn off that device. Keep the door closed, and that should allow the fire to go out or at least contain the fire so that you can get everyone in your family in your home outside. But the best plan, again, stand by your pan, making sure that we watch what we're heating and watch what we're cooking, and we prevent that fire from happening.
All right, Thanksgiving holiday tips, just to make sure it is a happy Thanksgiving around your place, just things to keep in mind. Michael McLear from Escape Fire Safety with us this morning on WKZO. Well, turkey fryers, I guess, are still pretty popular. They scare me to death, but a lot of people still swear by them. What safety tips do you have for those who want to choose that route for their Thanksgiving cooking?
Sure. For those people that do choose the turkey fryers, first of all, it's better to use an electric fryer because they are approved by a national testing laboratory like Underwriters Laboratory or FM Global, and they do have the temperature limiting devices, the thermostats, where the gas-fired or propane-fired ones don't, and that oil can overheat. So because they don't have that temperature limiting device and that thermostat, the oil can get extremely hot. It can actually catch fire. So some safety tips, again, if you are going to use a propane or gas-fired turkey fryer, make sure you place it on a level surface. That's even true with the electric ones. If you're going to use it outdoors, some of those can be used indoors. Just follow the manufacturer's recommendations. Never use a gas-fired appliance inside a building or inside the house. Make sure that they're away from buildings. Make sure they're outdoors on that level surface. And don't overfill the pot with oil, and making sure we never, ever put a frozen turkey. Mm. Sometimes people rush and they think it's okay to put the frozen turkey, but that can actually cause that hot oil to bubble over, cause that oil to catch fire, and you definitely can have a mess, and that's something that we don't want to do. And keep children and pets at least 3 feet from anything that you're cooking, baking, frying, making sure they're away from those hot appliances, stoves, turkey fryers, ovens, but also the hot foods, because we want to prevent the burn. And if for some reason a child or an adult does come in contact with something hot, if it's a mild burn, you can cool it with cool running water and then seek medical attention if needed. And making sure, again, we have those working smoke alarms. It's really important this time of year. We start seeing those home fires over the holidays and after the first of the year increase. So working smoke alarms save lives. Don't block exits. Make sure you test them. The smoke alarms, make sure you replace outdated alarms over 10 years old. Many of our local fire departments have alarms. They can also give us a call at 844-978-4400, and we can connect the listener to their local fire department if needed. Remember, let's let the firefighters have dinner with their families, not yours.
Indeed. Enjoy Thanksgiving and prevent any home fires or any other such potential tragedies during this Thanksgiving season. And there's more information on this that we've talked about at escapeinc.org on the web. Michael McLear, the president of Escape Fire Safety, with us with timely information as we approach the holiday season. Michael, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Kev. Have a good day. You